From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Russia has proposed a ceasefire for the Syrian civil war. At a meeting of more than a dozen nations in Munich, Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow is proposing the ceasefire start March 1st. However, as VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports, the proposal is being met with skepticism.
Russia has been strongly criticized for backing the Syrian government in relentless airstrikes in Aleppo. Those strikes have forced thousands of civilians to flee from their homes. Now, here in Munich, where the International Syria Support Group is meeting, Russia is proposing a ceasefire. There's word that the proposed date would be March 1st, although that has not been publicly confirmed by the State Department.
VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins. Meanwhile, in Brussels, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter rallied support for the U.S.-led coalition's fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Carter said that defense ministers from more than two dozen countries endorsed a plan to defeat Islamic State. The secretary also appealed to coalition partners to expand their military commitments.
But the campaign will go even faster if all of the nations in this room do more, too. We will all look back after victory and remember who participated in the fight.
Carter said the U.S. goals remain defeating Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, specifically in the cities of Raqqa and Mosul. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance would deploy NATO airborne command and control aircraft to free up similar U.S. aircraft for the fight against Islamic State. This